The guy from Pensacola was asking about if you'd ever been in a Turkish prison.
No!
Gladiator movies.
Why?
Out of the blue. Am I not telling the truth here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, he was quoting all the
it's because I did such a good job building your image for so many years.
All the airplane drops.
He said he usually calls you. He usually calls you, but he called us this morning to talk about you.
Yeah.
Ran wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
No
yeah.
yelling on the bus.
Eddie, you doing double duty with us today?
You bet.
All right, so you'll be back at 4.
He's coming for the burgers.
By the way, I have one key lime pie in the fridge if anybody wants to buy it.
I'll make it happen.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much on behalf of my son. Gang, Rosie, thank you for double duty again.
You're welcome.
Jesse, you get some rest.
Will do.
Ride that bike, boy.
Yes, sir. Yes, Dad. And we will see you back this afternoon at 3.
Are you superstitious?
Not super, more like kinda stitious.
Because today is Friday the 13th.
It's just a day on the calendar.
But the year on the calendar says 2020.
No!
The last Friday the 13th came in March, when a national state of emergency was declared.
God help us all.
And this Friday the 13th brings record cases.
Make it stop.
And no clear winner of the election.
I can't take it anymore.
Are you still kinda stitious?
I'm not sure.
Because we're running out of toilet paper again. Friday the 13th, 2020. Whatever luck you had left this year has run out.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A hand recount of votes for president starts today in Georgia. A Pennsylvania judge sides with the Trump campaign and orders ballots not to be counted if the voter failed to provide proof of ID within 6 days after the election. In Philadelphia this morning,
10 a.m., a judge there will hear 5 appeals where the Trump campaign is to have some 8,000 ballots tossed out for what they allege are ineligible votes. Out west, the Arizona GOP filed a new lawsuit to try and force a hand recount, and it comes as several other major networks, Fox News, and officially calling the grand jury state for Joe Biden.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. A coronavirus spike has Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot announcing a 30-day stay-at-home advisory starting Monday.
Stay home unless you have to go out for essential reasons. Do not have guests over. Avoid unnecessary travel. And cancel your traditional Thanksgiving plans.
America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you have weekend plans, the news is good for the next few days. Very comfortable today. Low humidity. Nice day. High around 75. Plenty of sunshine. Clear, chilly, jacket weather tonight. Overnight low 48. Tomorrow, more sunshine. Very comfortable. High around 76. I think we'll be in the upper 70s to maybe teasing 80 degrees on Sunday. Still nice, still dry. Then another cold front arrives on Sunday night, and that sets the stage for cool, comfortable days and jacket weather nights next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. When there's a project to take on, you say bring it on. Just like Kubota equipment from Capital Tractor. An orange army of one with you in command, turning a big job into no big deal. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. Together we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Selma police say a 3-year-old was hit by a car and killed Wednesday afternoon. Chief Kenta Fulford says this incident happened in the 1300 block of Philpott Avenue. The driver told police the child ran out into the street. The crash remains under investigation. A man has life-threatening injuries after a shooting in Montgomery Thursday morning. Police say this happened in the 3700 block of Norman Bridge Road. We are still waiting to hear from police about any arrests in the case. And Governor Kay Ivey has announced that Golden Boy Foods plans to invest more than $13 million in an expansion at its production facility in Troy, creating 67 full-time jobs. The company expects to start expanding its operations into a new facility by late spring of 2021. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
Conrad here from Air Conditioning by Luke Wire with no gimmicks, just straight talk. To close out the tough year and keep our staff working, we're offering complete Carrier air conditioning and heating systems for a fraction over cost. You can save thousands and qualified customers still get 0% financing. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Wire and Carrier. Visit acbylukewire.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
License number 84417.
You know my favorite place for great barbecue? Well, it's in Millbrook. Smokehouse Pit Barbecue. Smokehouse has been a part of the River Region since 1990. Everything is from the original recipes and made from scratch. Hickory smoked pulled pork, smoked chicken, turkey, ribs. I just love their wings. They got smoked and flash fried wings. New home-style daily meat and three lunch is to die for. It is so good. Smokehouse is now taking orders for Thanksgiving, smoked turkey breast, smoked hams, southern sides for large or small gatherings. Let Smokehouse do the cooking. Call 245-3010, 245-3010. Smokehouse Pit Barbecue in Millbrook, my absolute favorite for hickory smoked barbecue. It'll be yours too. Dine in, pick up, and perfect to feed your family this Thanksgiving.
This Friday, Charlie C. and the Cousin-O-Matics, 6 to 10. Come on out.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. In studio with me, Eddie Bader, man in the phone. And without further ado, the nation is going through quite a time. The last few months have been quite tumultuous this whole year, really. 2020 seems so clear in hindsight, but it has been crazy as we've lived through it. Nation, right after the election, unfortunately divided, seems the only thing connecting us are four-letter words. But there's one four-letter word that I think can bring us all together, and that's jobs.
Amen.
That's jobs. So it's my pleasure and my privilege at this moment to bring on Congresswoman Terry Sewell. Congresswoman, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Joey. Thank you so much. I'm so excited about next week. You know, next week will be our ninth annual and our first virtual ever job fair. So I'm so excited about being able to connect my constituents in Alabama's 7th Congressional District to employers. We know that this ensuing health crisis has caused an economic crisis. And so we have employers from over 10 different industries coming on through a Zoom link, and so everybody has to register in order to attend our job fair this year. I'm just directing everybody to go to our website, sewell.house.gov, and be able to register and receive that link to our job fair. It's a two-day event because of COVID-19 and being virtual, but we're going to make sure that all the employers that traditionally attend our job fair and have jobs available right now will be able to be a part of this job fair. I really want job seekers to know that we understand how important economic opportunities are, especially in the midst of this pandemic.
It really is. A lot of folks hit hard, and I've had a lot of people from all over Montgomery and the River Region asking about, hey, do you know of some opportunities out there? So folks do have to register. If anybody's ever done a Zoom call, you have to be in on the call. And so, again, give your website and how they go about that registration process.
Absolutely. So, yes, it's free to the public, but it's 2020 style, this job fair. It's virtual. Registration is required via Eventbrite, and it's located on my website. That's sewell.house.gov, S-E-W-E-L-L dot house, house.gov. School.house.gov. Hope to see people's face in the plate, literally.
Is there any idea for folks who might be on the bubble here? I don't know why you would if you're looking for a job, but do you have an idea of what type of employers will be on the call?
Absolutely. 10 types of industries will be represented by employers. Automotive, like Hyundai, Mercedes-Benz, Toyota, Honda. We also have employers from transportation and construction, restaurant and food management, utilities and telecommunication like Alabama Power and others. We even have staffing agencies that can help place people, government agencies, law enforcement, manufacturing and production. Really excited about the variety of employers that will be looking for job seekers. So these are employers that are hiring even in the midst of this pandemic. Really hope that people will come, get the information, and find out where they can send their resumes. We will be posting that up as a part of the Zoom, so you'll hear live from the employers, but also we will visually have up where you can apply to send your resumes.
Well, and folks, I'm looking at the website right now, sewell.house.gov. It's right there on the top banner, virtual job fair. You can click on it, get all the information you're hearing the Congresswoman put out there on these airwaves this morning, and it's very easy to register. I've done Eventbrite myself before. And Congresswoman, I love that we're focused on this, and I know you've been doing this for years now, but this is new. It's a new territory, I think, this whole year, dealing with the pandemic. So I love the idea of keeping this going, but also making it virtual.
Absolutely. You know, when I first ran for Congress, it was in the midst of the Great Recession, and the average unemployment for my 14 counties, including Montgomery, was right around 13.9%, so almost 14% unemployment. And over the course of the last 8-9 years, we really have brought it down before the pandemic to 5.7% average of the 14 counties unemployment. But we see with this public health crisis, a huge surge in unemployment as people are really grappling with layoffs, with the fact that people have to homeschool their children and families are making decisions about it. There's just a larger number of unemployment now, so we've seen it go again. But I'm very proud of the fact that we're still keeping this job fair going, even in the midst of this pandemic. We call it Job Fair 2020 style. It's all virtual, and we're really excited that we still are going to have a large number of employers from 10 different industries. All the major employers from the state of Alabama will be there, as well as representatives from transportation, hospitality, health services, automotive, utilities, manufacturing, law enforcement, government agencies. Really excited about this opportunity. Hope people will go to our
Okay, yeah, we're losing you a little bit there. I know you're in transit this morning, so apologize for that, folks. But again, it's sewell.house.gov. Go and
thanks so much, Joey.
Online.
Really appreciate.
Thank you, Congresswoman.
Appreciate the opportunity to speak. Thanks.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Again, folks, Congresswoman Terry Sewell there talking about the virtual job fair. I think it's a good opportunity.
Certainly.
I really do. And
maybe we can get you a part-time job there, Joey.
Why? Do you think I'll need one? Know something I don't know?
Well, maybe I did let the cat out of the bag. But it's always good to have an extra job in your back pocket, Joey.
You're scaring me, Eddie. What do you think I'd be good at? Manufacturing?
Yes, actually, you would be.
You think I would be?
You would be. You would be one. And I was the same way, Joey. I went from sales to manufacturing, and I thought, man, I'm not going to fit in here. Dude, there's the most normal people and the most crazy people you ever meet in your life working manufacturing.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard it's a life.
It's a life. It's
and
fun.
And good paying. Yeah. Good great opportunity, pay. Folks. I'm looking at it now. A lot of great opportunities, so take advantage of that.
And it's 2 days, is that right, Joey? It's 2 days
out there? Wednesday and Thursday.
Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, you just go to the Congresswoman website, and it's easy enough to find. And, you know, and like I said, to open up the call, the nation is in a very strange spot right now. Yeah. You know, it's been difficult for me to process. I think it's been difficult for a lot of folks in media to process what exactly is going on. But let's just say things are starting to take shape, and that there have always been, at least, I think there's more than two, but at least two narratives going on in this country.
Okay.
And with so much of the focus being on Donald Trump, there is this connective tissue to the left-right narrative, so to speak. You know, CNN is very different than Fox News.
Right.
But then there's more than just the, you know, the partisan narrative. There's also this sort of alternative media Trumplandia narrative.
I've noticed this.
Right. And you're starting to see more and more, I think, traditional conservatives, even Reagan conservatives, maybe even old-fashioned Republicans, so to speak, country club Republicans, yes, as some might call it. You're even seeing some folks who are leftist or left-wing, have been Democrats all their life, a lot of folks in your generation, Eddie, Gen Xers, who are waking up that the media and the corporate press, along with the establishments of both parties, is not serving the public well. And they have a very different point of view in how they want to advance a narrative and message than the rest of us do.
And that's something I've discovered probably in the last 10, maybe 15 years, is really the what I've always thought is the news was the news, what everyone always thought. Now I'm learning and have learned that they have a narrative.
Well, this is a carefully crafted narrative and agenda that is presented as objective.
Right.
In order to keep certain people, unpleasant people, in power, if I could quote somebody. I think this is exactly what people are waking up to. And even when you see Fox News losing a lot of viewership in the last week or so.
Yeah.
Because I think Fox got a little fast and loose with stuff.
And they didn't back off. They doubled down.
No, they did not back off. So as people are sort of waking up in this unique moment, because there's a lot of worry and woe about what's going to happen here with the election, one side is saying Joe Biden is the president-elect. He is the man who's going to be president for the next 4 years, or at least he'll be inaugurated. We'll see how long he lasts. But he is going to be the guy. He's already putting together his cabinet. He's already talking to world leaders. He's standing there on this great stage that says Office of the President-Elect. Like, that means anything.
You want one of those? I can build you one this weekend.
Sure. Yeah. I think it would be good for my profile and reputation. But then on the other side, you have folks who realize, hey, this is, there's something wrong with this. I don't trust this mail-in voting system.
Mm.
I'm starting to see more than just a couple anecdotes. I'm starting to see systematic issues and irregularities. And at one point or another, especially as Donald Trump does not concede, these two realities are going to meet head on.
I have no choice. I mean, there's a direct path right now.
And it's not a clean Republican-Democrat split. Remember what Donald Trump ran against, folks. He ran as much against the old Republican establishment. Folks who I think still are establishment, but they learned to get along, to go along. They know how power works. They had to go kiss the ring of Donald Trump. But now that there's this opportunity to, you know, throw him overboard, some of them, you can tell, are turning their back. Or
yes,
maybe they jumped out in front and turned their back too quickly, and now they're trying to turn back around and go, oh, well, follow the, you know, the legal, the legal process. Mitt Romney, Marco Rubio, Liz Rubio. Cheney. The Cheneys. The old Bush folks.
Yeah.
So what this will come down to are these legal cases, but the case is starting to make a lot more sense. Starting to make a lot more sense indeed. But one way to look at this is not just through the lens of what are the Trump legal folks saying and what are whistleblowers and these eyewitnesses with affidavits saying. Another way to look at it is when this corporate press, who has this carefully crafted agenda to keep certain people in power, and yet they present their agenda as objective, when they go a little overboard with it.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, and I saw that Greg picked up on this morning, apparently Fox News is now running with this.
Oh, really?
But last night, as I've told you folks before, I don't pay for the New York Times. I refuse to pay for the New York Times. I refuse to pay for the Wall... Well, I do actually pay for the Wall Street Journal. They have good financial news and good investigative reporting and their op-ed stuff. It's, but I don't pay for the Washington Post. I really don't.
I believe you. It's just, it's funny that I read it, but I don't pay for it, so...
Well, no, but what I
justify.
No, but what I sign up for, I don't read the New York Times. What I sign up for, what I do read, are their breaking news updates.
Okay.
So I like to see What are they sending out to millions of people's email inboxes?
Oh, I got you. Okay.
The big headline. Because most people don't read
right.
the whole story.
That's exactly
they
right.
read the headline. And so last night, I'm sitting around. Let me bring in here in a second Jack Campbell. 272-9228. 272-9228. But I'm sitting there last night kind of seeing the latest breaking news, mm-hmm. trying to figure out, okay, what in the world is going on here? Does the Trump team have the goods? Are they going to put up, are they going to shut up?
Yeah.
As Trump remains undeterred, are they going to put up or shut up? And welcome, Jack Campbell.
Good morning.
And Jack, I was just telling folks, as I'm sitting here wondering what the Trump team's going to do, sometimes you can't just look at what the Trump legal team, the Trump world, Trumplandia is saying, because let's be honest, we're like anybody else. We're not perfect. We make mistakes. Sometimes we want certain things to be true that aren't true. That's any people ever on the face of the earth. But so sometimes I like to look at the opposite narrative, the opposition. And right now they protest too much. So I see this New York Times breaking news email coming to my inbox last night, Jack. And I just want to, I think I sent you the screenshot on your text. I just want to read this screenshot, folks. Breaking news. Top U.S. government officials declare the election to be, quote, the most secure, unquote, in history.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you guys are trying way too hard. And also, it's so rich. That for 3-4 years, we're told there's nothing more important than making sure the integrity of our elections is upheld. We can't have foreign interference by the Russians. We can't have any ballyhoo. Donald Trump better not be stealing mailboxes. And even though the U.S. Postal Service is fully funded for the rest of the year, let's give them billions of dollars more. It's all about integrity and the sanctity of the vote. And within 2 days, the corporate press is now flipped. To where, hey, if you question the vote at all, you're treasonous, yep. baby.
I know. It's unbelievable.
And you might be plotting a military coup with Donald Trump. What the hell is this? And they're presenting Rubio and Mitt Romney. And everybody's like, just submit. Just submit. You've lost. Just submit. The president-elect office at Biden standing, that whole thing, that's real. That's not just good TV. Like, y'all just need to give up now. Give up now. Please. We have these experts. Most secure in history. You can give up now. You can go home. Stop fighting, Donald.
We had international people monitoring our voting.
They wouldn't print that if they weren't scared out of their wits.
Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely.
They are scared out of their wits.
And so this is a fun time to be alive.
You love this, don't you, Joey?
Well, for the last few days, you saw me. Like, I just, initially, I'm like, I'm burnt out. Yeah. I want the election to be over
with. You got a little pep in your step today.
Yeah, as I did some research last night, and I really started to look at the battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is not over. This really is not over. And as Trump is moving new people in the Department of Defense, did I say department by accident?
Well, that was Freudian slip.
No, that was a very fortunate Freudian slip. That's a new word, department. You're listening to News Talk. Thank you again to Congresswoman Terry Sewell for being on. Yeah, it's just got me very hopeful. So in a little bit, we'll get into some of what's going on, what the arguments are going to be in court, what are some of the court cases we're waiting on. There was a big win in Pennsylvania
yes.
yesterday. There should be a decision in Michigan today. And as you look into what's going on in Georgia, Arizona, very tiny margins, possible recounts. There are a lot of different angles to this. So we will see. And whether or not they can prove it in court, you're going to have millions, tens of millions of Americans who will believe this was stolen. Tens of millions of Americans who now understand the corporate press, including Fox News and that asshat on TV, that smug bastard, Chris Wallace. Excuse me.
I can't stand him.
Milhouse.
Excuse me, pardon me, that they don't like you. They think you're wrong. Well, they think at least they're not superior, they're more equal. They would never claim to be superior to the deplorables out there. They're just more equal and more enlightened. So we'll see where this goes, but I'm excited for what's to come in the next week. It's glad it's Friday. I'm ready for a weekend, too. But next week is when the rubber really hits the road. 272-9228, 272-9228, if you want to get in on the program. So you're doing all right this morning, Jack?
I am.
Yeah?
I'm much better today than I was yesterday. Little Imodium will help you every time.
Yeah. You made a quick exit yesterday.
Yeah, I did.
And how are you doing today, Eddie?
I ain't in here like a hair in a biscuit, brother.
Or hair in a donut.
Yep.
Or hair in your mouth.
Yep.
You getting more of that with that stash?
Actually, yeah, it's starting to tickle a little bit on the lip down here. Again, you know, I always am amazed how many people listen to the show that I, you know.
Yeah, and so, then they focus on the silly stuff, too.
Yeah, and then yesterday I saw somebody, and I didn't know him from anyone, to be honest, but he goes, "Hey, Stash, how you doing?" So, just like, really, guys?
Well, I'm rocking it, too, now. Yeah, and, you know, I did this in solidarity, and when I started to shave it off, I'm like, I don't know if I like, I think I like this look. I think I'm going to keep this look, at least for the winter.
It's a good look. Yeah. I am not a fan of this ever-growing caterpillar on my face, and I'm looking forward to, I think, Sunday's the day. Wow. So I'll be babyface Monday.
Well, folks, 272-9228. We'll go wherever you like because it's Friday. Got a lot of stories to get to today, some silly, some serious. We'll go, like I said, wherever you want. But part of the reason for the extra pep in my step this morning is I went by Infusion Cryo and Laser Center and saw the ever-so-awesome and lovely Lori and got frozen in the cryo chamber.
How'd that feel this morning?
Oh, it's fantastic.
That's that pep
I was
in your
sore.
Step,
yeah. I was a little tired. And then after getting frozen for 3 minutes on level 3,
yeah,
it's down to like minus 270 something. It's woo! But then you warm back up. It's like a runner's high.
Yeah.
Way to describe it. And it helps with soreness, yeah, and mood boosting. And also, it's just the staff there are fantastic, and they have all sorts of services, but I highly recommend the cryo chamber. And, you know, Lori was asking me if I'm going to put up a Christmas tree or Christmas decorations.
Ooh.
And I said, no, in my bachelor pad?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, you can put up your own tree. You can put up your own stocking and stuff it. I'm like, wait, you want me to stuff my own stocking?
Hey.
All right, then.
I remember being single, and my mom every year would give me some little evergreen tree. It was a small Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Just so I'd have something there.
Did you ever hang your own stocking?
I did not. I did stuff people's stockings, so I've done that.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
You, all the little knickknacks out there, you just...
Well, as a kid, ours was always batteries in the stockings. Because, you know, you'd have toys, and our parents aren't going to wrap batteries, and so they'd put them in stockings.
Anyway, 272-9228, 272-9228. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
I'm all right. Eddie in the house. We'll be right back after this.
Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Don't miss See Better, Drive Safer Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts with great deals on wiper blades, headlight bulbs, windshield washer fluid, and more. Get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of select premium wiper blades. Plus, earn double O-Rewards points. Get ready for the weather ahead during See Better, Drive Safer Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile for Business knows saving time and money is important for your business. That's why we're introducing Microsoft 365 on us, now included in our best business plans. With Office apps, Microsoft Teams, cloud storage, and more, Microsoft 365 on us gives you the tools you need to run your business. Stop by a T-Mobile store today. Qualifying plan required. Contactless activate. One license per line. Max 2 per account. Third-party terms apply. See T-Mobile.com for plan details.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned HealthMart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference with special financing as low as $250. Visit calldixie.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You can never know what it's like. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. You know, folks, there are some people in the family that are really hard to buy Christmas gifts for. Especially those folks who have more money than you, already have everything they need in terms of, you know, real needs. And you don't really know their luxuries. They might be a little idiosyncratic in what they like, and it's hard to buy for. They're the type, very much like myself, if they want something, they buy it for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
If you have that type of family member that you're trying to buy a Christmas gift for, why not give, especially your elders, the gift of nostalgia? Go by Dan Black Studios and get those old slides, film reels, 8mm, 16mm, old videotapes, Betamax, VHS, little camcorder tapes, all these old video picture formats. You can get them transferred into a digital format, a DVD or digital file for your computer. You can share it easily with the whole family for Christmas. That's what East of the Rockies did. Went by there, got his dad's old slideshow made into a digital slideshow. Yeah. So it's, you know, it'll bring, it's the show itself will bring back memories of dad showing the slideshow. It's like, so many layers to it. It's a great idea for Christmas, folks. Take advantage of it.
It reminds me of Chevy Chase Vacation when he's up in the attic.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's, and when we've done this and we've played those movies at family reunions and things, and it's so funny how the laughter comes out and things you completely forgot about.
Right. It's just great.
I mean, I
think this is a go-to definitely for Christmas. So
definitely.
Check out Dan Black Studios today. They can also do video production for TV commercials, online branding videos, anything you need in that regard. Transfer old audio formats into digital formats. They really do it all. So call them today at 279-6036, 279-6036. Go to danblackstudios.net or you go to Dan Black Studios on the Book of Faces, as I call it, on Facebook.
Jack, welcome back.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
I just heard that, you know, Bernie wants to be labor secretary. And Biden's already talking about allowing employees at labor to join the union.
Yep.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, employees where?
Labor Department.
The Labor Department.
The Labor Department itself to be it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they get money from the taxpayer, but they also get to bargain. Give me a blank. Yeah.
No, it's getting your cake and eating it too, baby.
Yeah. Talk about stuffing your own stocking. What a
I'm telling you, man. I'm not necessarily an anti-union guy, but there are places that do not and should not have a union.
U.S. Well, especially Postal Service. Government.
Yeah, right. U.S. Postal Service.
Yeah. Oh, no, and I'm an equal opportunity offender. I'm going to make some people mad here, but whether it's teachers' unions, police unions, or any other sort of government union, by the nature of how you get paid through tax revenues, I don't like that arrangement by any means.
I don't either. I don't think any public employee should have the right to strike and bargain and all that stuff.
You don't see that in your military.
I like labor unions.
Me too.
A lot of them. I really do. I appreciate them, but not with public employees.
272-9228. Yeah, labor unions is a whole other thing for me. I don't mind the general concept. I actually think it's a very good thing in a market economy. You need associations and groups that help out workers, look out for workers. What it's become over the years, especially through the federal government, though, I'm not too certain about that. I think, though, they've lost a lot of membership over the years, and that's why I think they're very desperate to unionize new groups, because the traditional base for union membership has kind of gone away. The economy's changed in many ways. So they're going towards fast food workers and hospitality workers and these sorts of jobs. And I guess now labor department employees.
That's just hypocrisy. That's just a big hypocrite.
Well, Biden's already ordered his chief of staff to get a bunch of executive orders drawn up so that he can sign them into law when he becomes president. One of them is to get us back in the Paris Accord.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why? Because that's just telling you, hey, guys, we're refilling the swamp.
If you didn't think we're in for an S storm with this guy, you were wrong. I'm telling you, we're going to hell in a handbasket unless we reverse this election.
Well, the managed decline of the United States.
At least win that Senate seat in Georgia. We got to.
272-9228 here. Let's go to the phones because we have some very patient people here. Let's go to JD. Hey, JD.
Hey, JD.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are y'all?
All right.
I've got three things I wanted to cover real quick. One, I'd like to thank the great state of Texas who has, signed an affidavit. Their leadership has signed an affidavit as to why they refuse to use Dominion machines because of the inconsistency and the irregularities that they had when they tested them. I'd also like to thank the testing company that said that they point blank could be hacked and were hired to see if they could hack them and successfully did so numerous times. Mm-hmm. Mm. So, and they are signing an affidavit saying that they will testify in any court in any state at any time.
Right.
And not only that, but they've also got a couple of pings where there was information being sent into the machines on the night of the election. Now, the only reason you would do that is to change the coding to how the machine operates. You're changing its operating system, essentially basically saying, well, if you voted for Trump, then we're going to count that for Biden. They're going gung-ho, and they're all signing affidavits over that. The second thing is a video has dropped out, compliments of Rudy Giuliani, where they had some private investigators set up outside different polling stations, vote counting stations. And lo and behold, they have video evidence after everybody had gone of out-of-state vehicles dropping off hundreds of boxes of ballots. So it seems like Trump might have been a little bit smarter than what they thought, because he had a feeling they were going to be doing that, and they've got the evidence the video evidence of them doing that. But last but not least, and this is the most important thing, remember, people voted for Biden because they hate Trump.
Yep.
People voted for Trump because they love Trump. This is not about Republican or Democrat. This is about people unifying behind a man that has kept his promises, tried to keep his promises, and took on every blunt object that they could throw or swing at him the entire time, and is still standing. And he has the people behind him. These people are not identifying as Republican or Democrat right now. They're identifying themselves as Trump supporters. And if you don't believe me, ask Fox News. Because as soon as they started to get wishy-washy, they lost, what, 12 or 14 million viewers in a couple of days?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all they had to do was stand their ground and report. If you don't like something Trump says, be unbiased. Ben Shapiro says, Trump does things that I don't like, but there's right. things that he does that I do like. But he's honest in his reporting. When Fox News started to get a little wishy-washy on their honesty policy, that's when everybody started dipping out from Fox News and going over to Newsmax, which is a great source, I might add.
Right.
Those guys are outstanding. But if you thought the 300 stood a great chance in the movie, you know, this is Sparta.
That might not
Trump
be the...
70 million, well, Trump has 70 million people that are straight MAGA behind him 120%. Now, these Democrats are going to find out that these other people are only behind them because they hate Trump. What happens when they do something that the cancel crowd doesn't like? The cancel crowd is going to cancel them.
That's what they have been doing.
And I'll just caution you. I get your point, J.D., and I think you're right, but I'll just caution you. Don't use the Battle of Thermopylae as our analogy here because, you know, the Spartans all fell in their shields.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying the reference I'm clearly making on that is these people, they take so much pride in what they're going for that they're not going to sway. They're not going to sway at all. It doesn't matter what the news tries to tell them that they know the truth and they're going to stand behind their guy 120%. Not a reference to the actual battle, just the movie. They had so much belief in their leadership that they would stand behind him.
Well, and you got to love the Spartan spirit of, you know, we'll blot out the sun with our arrows, and they're like, okay, we'll fight in the shade.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we need right now, that backbone, like you're saying. And J.D., I think a lot of what you've laid down is true and some of the developments that make me hopeful. But I like taking this sort of 10,000 feet above the earth perspective where everything you just laid out, this hopeful narrative, this 70 million plus strong Trump support out there for all sorts of different reasons, is at some point going to meet head on with this alternative reality of President-elect Biden and Bernie Sanders as Labor Secretary and getting back into the Paris Climate Accord and, you know, Ron Klain and Osterholm and all these folks wanting lockdowns again. These two realities will meet head on at some point. It'll all come down to certification, what's going to happen in court. But no matter what happens in court, I don't think there's any way to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. And you know what? Good riddance. Good riddance. Let's have some fun with this. Because it seems clearer and clearer to me that this was not done on the up and up, and it hardly ever is. And we now just have the tools and the will to see it and stand up and speak about it.
Every day, more and more proof rises up. And every day, the news stations keep saying, where is the proof? How much proof do you really need? It's showing one case after another case, and next thing you know, it's 100 cases, 200 cases, 300 cases. There's a 40,000 vote swing in Pennsylvania where Trump lost 19,958, and Biden happened to simultaneously at the same time gain 19,958, which is like 39,000 votes. That's a 39,000 vote swing.
And
it happened periodically through the night.
Right, and that lines up with the idea of that glitch.
A glitch is the Democrats' way of saying it was an accident.
Right,
it wasn't a glitch, because
right.
I don't think it was an accident.
Maybe a Trojan horse.
None of this was an accident.
Well, J.D., we got to run.
You're absolutely right, Jack. Hey, y'all have a good day.
You too. That article in the New York Times, how in the world could they put that in print? That is the most incredibly irresponsible musing on their part to say this was the most secure election in history. Are you kidding? You mail out universal ballots. The person who sends it back, you don't know if that's the person who it was addressed to. There's no proof that you're the person that got sent the ballot, that you're the person on the... I mean, it is so incredibly irresponsible for them to report that.
But Jack, when I saw that last night, it's why I sent it to you, I didn't even get mad. It made me feel more hopeful.
But there are a lot of people in this country that...
Oh, sure.
That are idiots. They're damn idiots
sure.
for relying on the New York Times and NPR and all these other networks and publications to get their news.
Sure, but the
and they don't know any better, yeah. and they're stupid. They should know better.
Fair enough.
But
it just showed desperation in my mind. It was too over the top.
Oh, my
Most
God.
Most secure in history. All right. Well, here we got to hit this break. More news and views from 9 till noon. When we come back, 272-9228 if you want to get in.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? With Thanksgiving just ahead, make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, keep in mind, besides the dirt, they can trap odors that are apparent when your guests first walk in. And if you own those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate-controlled rug room, and return them to you. And remember, Peaches and Clean also cleans tile and grout. They also provide care for hardwood and natural stone. And while they're doing your floors, Peaches and Clean can clean your upholstery, too. You've seen the Peaches and Clean trucks all over your neighborhood. And now's the time to call and get your home looking great for holiday entertaining. So if you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin, call Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's peaches, then the letter N and the word clean.com.
There's no clean like peaches and clean.
Peachesandclean.com.
Shop where restaurant owners, chefs, and caterers shop. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. They have restaurant quality food and supplies at reasonable prices. No membership fee, and it's open to the public. Inside, you'll find a variety of dairy, produce, meat, desserts, and beverages, as well as all of the ingredients to create your own from scratch. There are also commercial cooking supplies, party supplies, paper goods, and specialty items. Come shop where the pros do. U.S. Foods Market Store, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
I've spent more time at home lately, and I've noticed some things. The ceiling fan in my bedroom is ugly and loud. My gutters need cleaning. I have a loose fence post. My kitchen faucet's leaking. My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning, and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted. None of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time. Done right. Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you have weekend plans, the news is good for the next few days. Very comfortable today. Low humidity. Nice day. High around 75. Plenty of sunshine. Clear, chilly, jacket weather tonight. Overnight low 48. Tomorrow, more sunshine. Very comfortable. High around 76. I think we'll be in the upper 70s to maybe teasing 80 degrees on Sunday. Still nice, still dry. Then another cold front arrives on Sunday night, and that sets the stage for cool, comfortable days and jacket weather nights next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a Better Buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's betteratbrubaker.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This hour, News and Views, once again brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Give them a call today, 279-6036, 279-6036. Go to danblackstudios.net or Dan Black Studios on Facebook for all your video audio needs, especially transferring those old analog memories into the digital future. Dan Black Studios, check them out today. I'm Joey, he's Jack. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm all right. Eddie in the house.
In the house.
Let's go to the phones, talk to Donkey Lori. Hello, Donkey Lori.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Lori.
How's Fudge?
He's doing so bad.
Bad Fudge. Bad Fudge.
Yeah, it's so cute when they're small and they like to, like, he's got two things. He explores everything with his tongue. Don't make any remarks on that one, guys. But his head, like where his, he didn't get horns. His horns never came in, but where his horns would be, his big forehead.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it seems like his head weighs 300 pounds all by itself. But I mean, he explores everything with his head. So you put hay in the hay trough, and he's not content until he has head butted the hay trough completely across the pasture, knocked it over. It's now two pieces, not one piece, and all the hay is on the ground. And you're like, so proud of you. Look at my boy.
That's adorable.
But I had a recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
You can always get a little Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
A Charlie Brown Christmas tree? Oh.
Yes! They're so cute. It's a pitiful cute. But
right.
It's cute.
Well, no, that's fitting for me.
So I recommend a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. And then second of all, I want to say, I find myself talking to myself out loud going, I'm so tired of everybody looking like bank robbers. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm like,
I still feel funny when I do it.
And every now and then I'll comply and put one on to walk in. As soon as I get in, I take it off. But I mean, the mask is just, and then everybody's got their own, and now it's a fashion statement. I mean, everywhere you go, they've mm-hmm. got fashion masks, you know.
A lot of them have matching masks. They match their clothes.
Yes, there's women that if they're wearing purple, they're wearing a purple mask. If they're wearing pink, they're wearing a pink mask.
Right.
I just have one with multicolored dog paws on it, so it matches everything. But I have a serious question for Jack, Joey, and Eddie.
Okay. All right.
Y'all know I got my feet wet on politics with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been really vocal about politics ever since, to the point that I have family members that are like, oh my God, she's going to start talking. I'm like you, Joey. I like the sound. I like the way you sound today because you sound hopeful. You sound optimistic, where it's kind of gotten to a place where I'm like, oh my God, we're going to have to accept this. No matter what kind of proof comes out, they're never going to let it come out. I also noticed what has trended with Trump. He has been faithful to let the swamp reveal itself.
Yes.
And it's like, I don't know that he's some kind of superhuman or what he has in his bag of tricks, that it kind of seems like he's been a little bit ahead of the game. Like, I know the impeachment thing and all of that, the Russia hoax, all that. Of course, it ate him up because he's trying to do his best for the country, and he's got people thinking ways about him that are not true. But it seems like he's always been one step ahead of the game. So I'm hopeful in that respect. There's no way that I'm surprised that Trump would be like, oh, it's going to be a fair election. No, he knew it wasn't. My question, and I'll get to it, I'm sorry, y'all, I'm long-winded, is being new at this, I'm one of those people that's worried about what's on the horizon because of how extreme, and y'all use the word polarized, and I'm not really sure what that means. I need to Google it, but it's like it's everything is so extreme right now. You know, either people hate Trump or they love Trump. There just seems to be like no middle ground anywhere. Mm-hmm. And I'm concerned about how that affects us as citizens in the U.S. I mean, I could see where it's already family members are not talking to family members and friends are not. It's affecting relationships already of people that you're supposed to already get along with, already accept and love and all that. I'm just concerned about where this takes us as a, forgive me, civil war in the country.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to go to violence. I don't think that's in the cards. Not widespread organized. You might unfortunately see more in big cities, you know, rioting, looting, because people think they can get away with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But in terms of actual shooting war between American citizens, I just don't see that. I think that's a lot of talk. I don't think it should be talked about too much because some things can become reality. But I just I don't see that. I would say that if I believe anything about politics fundamentally, it would be don't let the personal be the political. Too many people do let that happen where they write off family members and friends. So I hope people can overcome those differences. I certainly try to. By polarize, you know, think about you try to stick, you know, two opposite ends of magnets together and they repel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're repelling. So I actually think this is a good thing for the country because it is revealing. And Jack, I'd love your thoughts on this. It's revealing the swamp. It's revealing the corporate press, including Fox News. It reveals so much of what people took for granted was always on the up and up. You didn't have to worry about it. It was these gentlemen and women and up there talking about these things. But now we're realizing how corrupt things are, Jack. What say you?
Well, I am 64 years old, and I have watched elections either being stolen or attempted to be stolen for a long, long time. And it really troubles me. And the minute it was reported that people were going to get to mail in their ballots and that these registrars in these various states were going to mail a ballot to everybody, I knew immediately, and so did Donald Trump. He may be new to the game, but he's not new to politics, if you know what I mean. He knew his thing was going, what they were up to. He knew people would be delivering thousands of ballots after the polls closed. Hell, they've done that in Montgomery years ago at Alabama State. And I could cite an election, but I'm not because it doesn't matter anymore, but I think that there's not a bone of integrity in Joe Biden's body, and I sincerely believe that. And he knows this election was not won fairly and squarely, and anybody that follows politics, that looked at how these states had late results coming in, and they stopped counting and things like that, you have to know that this was not a fair election.
Right.
Fox News knows it. All the other corporate press knows it. But it's very disturbing. It's very disturbing that in order for Trump to actually win what he won on election night, that he has to go to the court to do it, that he has to prove all these irregularities and examples of how this thing was stolen. I'm so troubled by it. I just can't even describe it.
Well, I think we do have a chance, Lori, and I'm more hopeful as you could hear it for me in terms of Trump getting back into the White House or remaining in the White House, really. But even if he doesn't, you should still have hope because a lot of people have just this event, what Jack describes in terms of the way this election worked, it woke a lot of people up.